from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Now a little pop-up. Who's going to get it? Altuve is there, and the Astros win the series and hold on to the silver boot for an 8th consecutive season, taking the season series from the Rangers. The Astros winning the final two games, winning 6-4 today. That was a nice comeback in that series after a really tough first game loss.
Had to have it, and they take 2 of 3, and right now they are tied atop the AL West as the Mariners have the Tigers a little bit later on, and they can have sole possession of first place if the Mariners fall to the Tigers tonight. Big, 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 big game. This is 5 o'clock fire presented by Kirk Holmes, and we got the latest for you. Luckily for you, we've got old, dirty old The Big Dilf.
The Big Dilf.
Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, and hopefully Moneybags is back today, and hopefully he'll be in the green again. But behind you, say Kikuchi. 5 1/3, 8 strikeouts, 3 walks. Well, they end up being 3 earned, I believe.
No, that was an error.
Being 3 earned for him, and he pitched his tail off again. And Clint, I think that's the first place we start. I don't think Astros fans, I don't think Dana Brown, Joe Espada, check that Captain Joe Espada, anybody involved, I don't think this could have been any better the first two starts of Kikuchi with a lot of what people were coming. I said it. I felt like people were coming to the table not with pure excitement like you get when you get a new arm in the trade deadline. I think people were coming to the table with nervousness. And these first two outings, he has been able to get swings and misses consistently. Struck out 11 in the first one, struck out 8 today. Kept runs down. Hasn't had the guy who had an ERA over 8 the last 3 or 4 outings before he got here. I don't think that that the Astros could ask for anything better with his first two starts.
No, look, he's shown to be much better in an Astros uniform than what he was in his last 8 starts, or however many starts it was, where the ERA had ballooned up north of 8 and all the concerns came from. And so
Right now,
everybody loves Kikuchi. Look, if we even get remotely close to what this guy has done to this point, if we even get remotely close to this moving forward, that's going to end up being a great trade by the organization. And I don't know that there's too many folks going to pay much mind to what the rest of them cats are doing.
No, not right now. And he is. Like when you think about it, and I know Adam Spillane caught hell from many people, especially in the loop. But boy, man, you think about that as opposed to Jake Bloss. Like, you know, and obviously he is pitching at you know, the top, potentially the top end of what he can pitch. But you, I mean, that's a major difference having in the rotation than a young guy that clearly, as Tyler said, I think last week, clearly just wasn't ready for this stage and moment, and not expected that he would be.
Well, at some point, the luck was going to run out with the Astros. They keep rolling guys up there that appear to be mature beyond their years and much more ready than you expect.
This was a little quick.
At some point, it's going to bite them.
Yeah, Jake Bloss was a little quick. So, Kikuchi has been a big, big-time performer today. And Yiner Diaz had himself three hits today. Victor Caratini, you talked about this, Clint. Boy, it's we heard he was taking ground balls at first. We've heard other things. I mean, he goes 2-for-4 with a solo homer and a walk. He's on base three times, Clint. It feels like right now with their struggles with scoring runs, they got to find a way. It seems like they got to find a way to get him in the lineup.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, it just means that Yordan Alvarez has to play more left field. I mean, at the end of the day, the DH has to be either Caratini or it has to be Diaz if Caratini's catching. I mean, that's just where we're at right now. I think, to me, that is the best defensive baseball team you can put out there.
Offensive?
No, defensive. Wow. If you're going – because, I mean, if you start even DH-ing, I mean, if you DH Yordan, then you can't have both Diaz and Caratini on the field. And so, I mean, it's just when you look at – The combination of the two, the best defensive lineup along with the best bats in the lineup, I think that's the best combination that you can go with.
Yeah, I at least offensively for me it proves the case. I don't know after what we saw Yordan doing left field today, I don't know that.
I mean that's the first mistake the guy's made. I mean the alternative is Caratini playing first base. So defensively, I would rather have Yordan in left than Caratini at first.
Yeah, if you're, but yeah,
that's what I was trying to spit out.
Yeah, the main reason is like getting those bats in the lineup.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is serving more than a backup catcher, and right now their struggles to score runs without Kyle Tucker. They need him. By the way, Dubon with another two hits in today's game. As well, and he was on the base pass a lot too, but big six runs today, and that's damn near matching what they did over four games prior to their win yesterday.
So, Tyler got to be stoked. I mean, that's got to be some money.
Got to be some cash.
Strikeouts, Yordan. I mean, what'd you end up?
That was a high number on the strikeouts.
I hit the strikeouts for Mr. Kikuchi. That good Kikuchi.
Yes, it was good to you today.
I hit the Astros winning the game, the money line. I hit Altuve over 1.5 bases, and I hit over 4.5 for the Astros.
You didn't have Yordan over bases? I don't know if he got it or not. Did he get it? He got it, didn't he?
He got it.
Oh, yeah, he hit the bomb.
He hit the bomb.
Him and Caratini both hit bombs.
Yeah, they both hit bombs, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got it. So I can't believe you didn't have that one, Tyler.
He said he usually hits a given, fair weather fan. Man.
And scratch that, actually. The one bet I did not hit was that Altuve bases. He only had one. So, but green in the green, 2 days in a row.
There you go.
Just keep it going.
See there, Ron, if he quit, he'd never be back in the green, man.
Just ain't got no quit in me.
He should have some.
Just hope you survive August, man.
You should have some quit in you. Yeah. But they got Boston next. I'm sure you're going to go hard in the paint there. But Astros, big W today as they're able to defeat the Rangers and win that series and continue to keep distance between them and the Rangers. I think the Rangers now 5.5 back of the Astros, which – if you heard from Robert Flores, who we had on earlier, he said he wouldn't quite close the door on the Rangers yet, but this is the type of distance you need to create. And congratulations. They win the silver boot for the 8th straight year over the Rangers.
I'm faded as hell right now.
5 o'clock fire.
Diaz is up to 300 now. Good for him. Good for Yonder Diaz. All right, Clint, the Steelers are the next opponent for the Houston Texans, and there's a lot going on with them right now. But they have Russell Wilson listed as the number one quarterback. However, he will not play. He's been dealing with an injury. He will not play in this game. You will see Justin Fields. A lot of Justin Fields against the ones that will be out there. By the way, you think that's the right decision if you're Mike Tomlin, that Russell Wilson's your starting quarterback between those two?
No, look, I thought Russell Wilson. Before the trade, I thought it would take Russell Wilson about a month and some struggle at quarterback before everybody folded the city.
Mr. Unlimited.
What's the receiver's name?
George Pickens.
I thought it'd take about a month before it all just came crumbling down on top of Russell Wilson. But truth of the matter is, with this little calf injury that he's got, he's missed a lot of camp, and Justin Fields is one of them guys that even if he doesn't play a super clean game, if he just pops a couple of runs and flips field position or pops a couple of runs and creates points, it's going to be hard to have that guy on the bench looking over Russell Wilson's shoulder. Because let's be honest, it's not like Russ.
Let's ride.
It's not like Russ the last handful of years has been a guy that goes out there and just plays the cleanest of clean. That plays like the brand, like even, and I'm not saying that's good, but like even remotely close to the brand of quarterback that we saw C.J. Stroud play in terms of you're processing at a high level, you're getting the football out at the right time and to the right people. And even if you're predominantly throwing the football underneath, it's out on time, it's accurate, they're running for catches there.
It's not Russ's style.
Yeah.
It's an ugly, ugly win.
Yeah, man, that's not Russ's style. So I don't think Russ, especially right out of the gate, I don't think Russ is going to play such a convincing brand of football there, right? And we don't even know what the team around these guys are going to look. We think it's going to be significantly better, but we don't know what it's going to look like. I just think it's going to be very, very difficult. Again, key here that Russell Wilson has been injured for a good chunk of time in training camp, and all of a sudden, Fields is starting to get that run.
Let's ride.
And don't forget, Fields is about at a spot where some things ought to start slowing down for my dude. I mean, some things in the passing game ought to start slowing down a little bit. And, boy, if that's even remotely close to happening, Justin Fields is just a significantly better-looking option.
It's got to be the deal, though. I mean, remember, they made the playoffs somehow with the quarterback play they had last year.
Yep.
It's got to be the thought of, like, what they've seen right now, and I know Russ has missed a lot, we got more confidence that Russ is going to make – throws that he needs, the easy throws, the stuff that he needs to make right now more consistently than Justin Fields, which has been his struggle. Some of the easy stuff. Now, the home run stuff, clearly that is going with Justin Fields.
Mr.
And
Unlimited.
Just to make a big play run, as you said. But and I think Mike Tomlin and that crew probably really believes in that. That stuff is hard to consistently win in. Like we're going for big runs over the top stuff that Justin Fields, the struggle for Fields has been some of the throw in the buckets, the easy stuff. And I think I would guess that they would believe that Russ is further along in that right now. They feel more comfortable.
You got to be believing in that 2021 Russ then, 2020 Russ. Because Russ's film last year is just as bad as anything that Fields has put on film. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I mean, maybe look, both of them were in unbelievably dysfunctional situations the last years. I mean, the truth is that hell, both of them ought to be
probably not in situations where it didn't seem like they were trying to get the absolute best out of them and put them in the best position.
Both of them were in some of the roughest positions that you've ever seen a quarterback in the last, I guess it was 2 years for Russ, wasn't it? It was two years for Russ.
Remember, he had Nathaniel.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got to, it's been ugly the last couple of years for both parties. At least Justin Fields can lean on the youth. And so I don't know, man. If this thing slows down at all for Justin, man.
I'm not going to lie. I want to see Justin.
Hell, I don't, I mean.
I feel like I've got what Russ is. And I don't think there is, I think clearly his best days are past. Man, I don't think the Russ that if you have Russ bam, you're going to win 9 or 10 games. Because that's what it was for a minute there.
That's right.
Seattle. I think those days are.
Ron, I'm going to tell you, man, I severely underestimated Justin Fields' athletic ability.
When he was coming out of Ohio State?
When he was coming out. I mean, until I saw really last year's when you could tell it was a effortless, like he was manipulating defenses. He was toying with guys because he knew he could turn the corner and he knew they were no threat to get to him. I mean, that athletic. I mean, he's second. I mean, is it fair to say he's second to Lamar Jackson athletically? I mean, who else? Jalen Hurts, obviously.
He's
a different level than that.
I mean, I think Anthony Richardson.
Potentially, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Probably.
Yep, that's a good one.
Probably those two.
Damn, Justin. I mean, that was some impressive athletic stuff last year, man.
You hear Lamar say he felt like he was getting fat.
He was getting fat?
That's why he lost weight. He was getting fat slow is what Lamar said. That's why Lamar's dropped like 15 or 20 pounds.
Yes, I saw that.
He said he felt like he was getting fat, getting slow. From that MVP season.
Well, I didn't see it.
I think a lot of defenders didn't see that either.
5 o'clock fire.
What the hell is going on with the Giants and the Lions? The Giants and Lions were each fined $200,000 for the fights in their joint practices. I'm watching it. I'm like, damn, man. I wonder if D'Amico is rethinking this joint practice with the Rams if this thing right here. It's been 2 days worth of it. Daniel Jones was right in the middle of the first one. He said sometimes you just got to fight for your teammates. And then Malik Nabers literally just tried to start it. And it happened.
Take your other kneecap.
It was ridiculous. Let's take swings at helmets. That's my favorite.
Look, I hate what the league has done here. I mean, that's just joint practices in this type of situation. You're going to have it's going to get out of hand from time to time. Now, I do. I think
aggressive.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the big part here, Ron, is that I think in the two situations, hell, there may have been three situations, but in the two of the three situations, I mean, you got guys coming off sideline. I mean, you got 15, 20 dudes involved in it and multiple just swinging hands.
It's getting real.
Holy mother of God.
I just don't like the league getting involved. I think the teams and the coaches need to get that done in camp. I don't like the look of the league coming in and finding folks.
I think the second day is what did it.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
You know what I mean? I think the first day, man, they may just let it ride.
Right.
First day.
And I'm sure it did. The truth of the matter, you can't find these guys because they're not making any money yet because they're not in season. So you can't find the guys. Yeah, I guess you could, but you can't. It don't make sense. So you got to hit the team with it. It's just one of the things where, you know, just tighten this thing up a little bit, coaches. I mean, the reality is that these kind of fights are going to happen. Hell, it's happened. I think D'Amico's got one of the most disciplined teams out there, one of the most close-knit teams out there. And we've seen one really, really good one and another scuffle. And then I think, hell, we didn't see one. We missed one that happened apparently with Diggs and Petrie a little bit in camp. So it's just part of the game.
Let's get it on, baby.
Yep, it's part of the game in camp, man.
Yeah, it was like that. It felt like almost at times watching that the practice was secondary. Let's just go. Let's just get up in here.
Damn, I'm hungry.
5 o'clock fire.
Real quick, man, shout out to the Chicago White Sox for snapping their 21 game losing streak.
They did it, huh?
They did it, baby.
Was it the A's that they was
5-1? I think they were tied up today. They may get two in a row today.
They had a damn chance at history.
No, they lost.
They had to mess it up.
They lost 3-2.
Come on, Chicago. Hey,
they've restarted one.
They started a new one for
they
you.
Started, they've started a new one. Will they be on a losing streak when they see the Astros in mid-August? Will they be on another? They've got two losing streaks of 14 games plus this season, two separate ones.
Which means they got a 14 game and a 21 game.
Yeah.
Woo!
Well, that's a tough year, boy.
That money's good, though.
It is. It better keep hitting.
And more Tuesdays.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You think it's Tuesdays for them, too?
I would guess.
That thing better keep hitting 21 in a row. Coach said they was 23. It was close. He said, damn it, we ain't losing this thing. I want, do you get the shit? Do you pop champagne for that one? You get in the clubhouse and pop a little, have some beers for that
you
one.
You can't get, now we might have some beers, but we can't pop no champagne. That may go viral.
You might get
cut for that.
The Raiders won their like sixth game and they all had them cigars.
If you got a winning group, that ain't going. I mean, if you got a leader in the bunch, if you got a future player in the bunch, boy, I can't sit well with him.
Okay, all right. Coming up, one player. Like we've gone through a little bit of the guys that made the injured list and hadn't practiced today. There's one player, though, that I'm starting to feel a little different than the others.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Yeah, camp fights is going on all over the place. My man, they were at a Seahawks camp, and just Tom Pelissero and them just sitting there doing a hit. And in the background, DK Metcalf is ripping off a teammate's helmet as they're getting into it. It's that time, baby. You said,
"Wow, dude!"
We get to that space where they want to start. They get tired of it. They're ready to go. They tired of camp and this heat. People's fuses are just a bit short.
It's a couple things, right? Is the timing in camp is it's that time where guys are tired, and then you inject the workouts with other teams, right? The joint practices, and you've always got, you know, you get used to guys kind of brother-in-law in camp. You know, just not necessarily, or you know the moves, you know what's up, and you can kind of communicate it, and it. It's not all go balls to the wall. Well, then you get in a joint practice, and some guys, if not hopefully the majority of them, are going hard, and guys don't appreciate it, especially when you get deep into that first practice, or maybe even the second practice. You know who those guys are, so you start kind of looking sideways at them. And so whether it's time in camp, these guys got to be 15, 16 practices in the camp, or it's just simply – hey, man, it's a practice, bro. What the hell's going on here?
Doing,
I mean, what are we doing? You trying to make the team today on me kind of deal? So Yeah, it's not a surprise that we're starting to see more and more scuffles in camp. Yeah,
they need this season to hurry up and get going here. At least the preseason games will. That's coming up on Friday. And listen, we talked about it earlier, the list of guys that didn't practice today. It's lengthy. A lot of starters, like the headliners, Tytus Howard, Stephon Diggs, Kamari Lassiter, they didn't practice. Will Anderson Jr. didn't practice. Joe Mixon didn't practice again. Laremy Tunsil didn't practice. And I'll say, Clint, especially when it comes to the season, we've seen a lot of these guys. You can tell that for them, like these injuries, they're going to be ready. Hell, I think probably for the next preseason game that'll be an NRG.
Right.
Not let alone be ready for the season. Clint, I'm not there yet. But, fellas, I'm about a week away from, all right, for real, what's going on with Christian Harris? Like, we ain't seen him. Like, that's my thing is everybody else on here, we've either seen in pads or seen on the practice field. Like, I can watch what Laremy Tunsil has been doing, pushing a sled 50 yards up and down on his knees on the side. I can look at it and think, I know what he's recovering from is a knee scope. That cat's going to be ready by early September.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
You can see that. Joe Mixon, not just running up and down with his teammates, but he also was running and saw him at full speed on the other field. He's going to be ready by, if not next week, going to be ready damn sure by the season. And we've seen a lot of these other guys. Now, I don't know what's going on with Kamari Lassiter. I'm not sure what that injury is. He hasn't practiced or been apart since they've been in Ohio. But we haven't seen Christian Harris. Like, not even on the sideline. Almost as if they don't want you to see him move or whatever. That's the one to me that, not yet, but I'm about a week away, Clint, because that'll be, if they finish their second preseason game and he's not even out on the field, he's not practicing, that to me is when I'll start to wonder. And I think a big part of that, Clint, is, one, because I think he has a chance to have a special season and be a big time contributor. And two, it is you start to get a little nervous on what comes behind him. You start to get a little nervous on if this is something where he has to potentially miss any time, him or Zero, that there's going to be some problems potentially with guys behind him.
Yeah, look, I mean, we're still actually over a month, right? I mean, at this point in time, it's over a month. I mean, we open the season September the 8th, Texans Colts, 12 p.m. in Indy, right? I mean, so we're still a month and a day out from that first game. We've talked about it. I mean, it's never been more prevalent of a conversation in our world than whether we're talking baseball or football and the ramp up period. COVID, there was the ramp up period became this big deal. Now, maybe it always was a big deal. I don't remember it being such a big deal. Just go to camp and get ready and let's ride. But now this, we need X number of days ramp up period to get our body right so we can avoid injury and get through a season and all that kind of stuff. So ramp up period is what you look at for these guys, Laremy Tunsil included. But Christian Harris, to your point, is one that you know, it doesn't even appear that he's working the way that these other guys are working.
Yeah, at least they don't feel comfortable him working out
in front of everybody, right? But there seems to be, for a guy that we haven't seen one bit, they seem to be really, really comfortable with him and wherever he's at in the slow intro to camp or the rehab with this hamstring or whatever's going on. So I'm with you though. At some point, we've got to start getting real concerned about it because it's not just, hey, we're a month out of real action. You start breaking that down. Okay, that means you're 2 weeks away, right, from the actual prep for your first game, and you know you want him to be 100% at that point in time. So we're getting close, no question.
Now listen, I just throw this out. I mean, I know you play quarterback, but you play ball, and you've watched this. Like, how important is it that he gets a certain amount of reps with the guys on that defense? He's never played with Alshire. How important do you think it is for those two to be getting on-field reps? Like, these, I would imagine for him, they're playing in the middle. They've played a little bit during camps, but they play in the middle. But nothing like they've been strapping it up and they're hitting, they're taking people. Yeah. Like, how important do you think that is for those two guys and him on that defense getting ripped?
Yeah, look, I think it's important, but I think it's down the list. I think the most important part of it is football is a game where, and especially on the defense side of the football, where it's all reactionary. You know what I mean? You have no idea which way you're going to go. You have no idea whether you're going to cover or plug a hole. You have no idea what the hell you're going to do, snap in, snap out, until you're reacting to something. It's impossible, right? When you play a reactionary sport, it is impossible to train in a controlled environment the way you need to prepare yourself to play. You can train in a controlled environment playing golf and be 100% ready when you hit the course with that swing, because you can do that anywhere and everywhere. You can't do it when you're reacting to something. And the part that I worry about is the reactionary time and then the tackling. You know, those two things. He's always going to be able to run. He's always going to be able to cover. He's always going to be able to hit. It's the tackling. The way in which these guys have to do it in 2024 is totally different. It's not tough man game anymore. It's so technique related and driven that, you know, that part of it, and then just the reacting, and it takes time to get up to game speed. And so that's the part you start to worry about if indeed you get to a point where you're like, hey, man, we're a week out of this dude needing to be all in on the opponent, not his own body. You know, at that point, we gotta have a conversation.
Yeah, we're going to – now, they got an extra preseason game, so, it's – I guess for most teams, this will be the – he'll miss one. But it would be really, really – like, if we go through here and he is going as he has gone this first month plus, and we don't see him at all in this practice week leading into the next preseason game – then I'm going to wonder, because we haven't even seen the guy. He's not even stood out. I don't remember seeing him standing out there. So the other guys I'm good with. Obviously, Danico Autry is going to be suspended. You get that. But I don't know about that. All right. D'Amico Ryans has added a little bit more context to what he is looking to do with starters, especially with C.J. Stroud. We'll let you know the latest on that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Big day for two new Astros. Zach DiZenzo, 2-for-3 and a walk. Got his first hit. It was a double. Got another hit. Two really, really good swings. He looks good. Made a good play in the field at first base as well. I think they should consider let him get some real run. To me, like the rest of the month, just let him play. Just let him play first base the rest of the month for a change, and let him maybe get some action in. So big one for him. And then, of course, his second start, you say Kikuchi had a big, big.
I say Kikuchi.
No, his name is you say
Kikuchi.
Kikuchi had a big performance as well. Followed up his first start, 5 1/3 innings. And had 8 strikeouts and 3 walks. And as Clint would say, it should have been a 2-run inning. Two runs.
It was. And one of those earned runs got to
– Did they take it?
They gave it to Tay Tay.
They gave it an E? So, yeah, it must have been an error. Then they put on Yordan for that misplay in right field.
I don't think it was.
They didn't call an error?
But one of those, he only had 2 earned runs.
He only had 2 earned? Yeah, 2 earned. That's right. He left
one. And Otete got the other one.
Yeah, Otete got the other one. So, yeah, he got 2 earned in that one. 4 earned runs in his 2 starts.
10 out of 10 times, that's an error.
19 strikeouts.
That's a generous, they said that's a they, generous, that's a generous Rangers book.
But they wanted him to get that hit. Yeah, they wanted Nathaniel Lowe to get that triple.
That was full blown bonehead by Yordan in the outfield. 5-1 lead. Try to short hop a missile at
they
you.
Said, that's, up, they man. Said it Take was hit. It was hit hard, and that's why it got to the wall. Not the thing. It was hit hard, and then probably aggressively misplayed.
I mean, that ball. He never should with the lead.
He never had a chance.
Never. Don't even come in on it. Just wait for that big hop, and he came in on it and tried to. Hey, come on, Yordan. I'll let it slide this time. A little bit of grace since you hit a bomb.
Yeah, he hit. Yeah, he hit it. Like that, but that ball was hit to him as damn near as hard as that ball.
Good point. I knew that's what you were fixing to
say. And he ran, he tried to run up on it. Like, what do you think he was thinking? That's my issues with him on the base pads and out there. You know you're ginger. And now you, and I don't mean hair, you know you're ginger. And he going to make every play.
He's going to try. Remember that wall cutting him in half last year?
Yes. Oh, I remember the one in Atlanta. Was that one in Atlanta cut him? He tried to run through Jeremy Pena. Then the drug him off that golf cart. So, yeah, he's going to try to make every single play. Slide and catch. He likes it. He likes that thing. So that is the latest there. They win 6-4. Take that series. They now are in first place, tied with the Mariners. The Mariners have a game against the Tigers tonight. If they win that, if they lose that game, the Astros will take over sole possession of first place in the AL West. And this was a big series because they've kind of created a little bit of separation with them and the Rangers. They're 5.5 up on the Texas Rangers. Did you get something to eat with your hungry ass?
I got me a little something to eat. I had a little hamburger patty
in
there.
Did you hear that, Tyler?
I stole somebody's string cheese.
Oh, and a little snack, bud.
You hear me? Did it again.
A little afternoon snack to get you through the show, bud.
Yeah, man. I was.
He said I stole somebody's string cheese, Tyler.
Somebody got a pack of about 20 string cheese in there. I figured I ain't going to miss that. And so I grabbed one of those. And then
you also didn't think I'd miss half of my damn tamales out of the fridge, but I did.
You're not going to forget that, are you?
Nope. Pretty slimy move.
The difference is I don't know whose string cheese it is. I knew exactly whose tamales those were. You
know? I don't know if that's better or worse. I
mean, it's absolutely worse. It's absolutely.
I mean, I think it's up for debate, but I mean, the point is it was different.
Well, unless you just felt comfortable. I mean, you felt like, yeah, it's Tyler.
You're just disrespectful, dude.
Okay. Did you see that commercial, that last commercial? Have you had a match? Have you ever done this? I mean, it's an HEB commercial. And no, it's not an Astros HEB commercial.
I
think it's a cantaloupe farmer. Is that what that was?
Is Braggy being ridiculous?
It's a cantaloupe farmer. And I'm thinking, okay, I can see where they're you know, looking at the cantaloupe is when they come out of the field or whatever. Cool, okay. The commercial ends with a dude bringing, he got him a bowl and his wife a bowl of nothing but cantaloupe, like it's a bowl of cereal. Just coming out on the back patio, sitting down, and just eating cantaloupe like that. Y'all. I mean,
I hate cantaloupe.
Well, just any fruit. I mean, you just cut a whole bowl and cut one for you and your wife, and then hand it to her like you're bringing her a bowl of beans or something.
I mean, I could do that.
I mean, have you ever though? Like, I ain't never seen it.
I think I've banged out a bowl of grapes.
I'm sure I've eaten grapes or apples on my back porch.
Watermelon.
I'm talking about cut up two bowls full, overflowing, and bring you and the wife sit there instead. I'm not talking about sharing grapes one day. I'm talking about just two of
sounds
of
refreshing
some kind of
on a hot summer day in Houston.
Yeah, it does. I feel like I want to go do that when I go home tonight.
You guys are such
good and good for you.
Yes.
But back to the original question: have you ever done it? Two bowls.
Yes.
Overflowing.
I mean, I don't know that I've done it.
It was a lot of cantaloupe.
I know. I have done a bowl of fruit for myself and just going after it.
Hmm.
Try it.
I mean, I just put my fruit in a napkin in my hand and just it worked. I don't bowl
sometimes,
up, man.
Sometimes
it's a lot of fruit. Yeah. You know that? I mean, that's a lot of fruit, man.
Yeah, the overflowing part is what really got you.
Yeah, it's just a lot of cantaloupe. It was finally cut into perfect squares, but it was
a lot of it. Yeah, they wanted more.
Anyway, I'm
for
sorry.
The commercial, I mean, they really wanted to emphasize the cantaloupe.
It was strange. Why cantaloupe?
Salad.
I mean, I bet you. What do you think? Percentage of the country you think really likes cantaloupe?
I don't mind it,
but it ain't. It
I don't
ain't,
like it.
I ain't buying much. It.
Yeah,
sorry,
there's about
sorry,
10
H-E-B.
Other fruits better than that one.
Oh, yeah, cantaloupe is way down there.
Way down there.
I mean, why do you guys select, let me appeal to as many people as I can with a fruit that nobody likes.
What do you think they should have gone with? What's the?
I mean, you're typical. I mean, strawberries.
Fresh strawberries,
and
fresh
apples.
Oranges.
I mean, you
a bowl of grapes
oranges,
for the dummy and a freshly
grapes
washed.
Grapes would be good. I mean, the ideal, the way that commercial was set up to be a watermelon, if we're being completely honest. It was outside the farmer, the farmland to inside, cut it up, throw a little salt on it. Y'all salt on your watermelon, guys? I'm salt on my watermelon. I'm salt on my watermelon and my grapefruit. I'm not eating it if you don't.
I'm not a salt.
You're not a salt on your watermelon? No, nothing. Never. You turn your nose up at it.
I'm not turning my nose up at it. I know
do
some
you
people
like
do.
It?
It's unnecessary.
It's fine. It's not something that I know. I've got, like, my dad would do it. He just,
you know, Dirty Red. That's right. He would do it. Dirty Reds, two peas in a pot.
Like, whether you asked him to do it or not.
He put all of it, put salt on it. That's something Linda would do.
That's just how the watermelon's done.
Hey, y'all want some watermelon with salt?
Yeah. Someone texted in, yeah, I've done it. I've done it for my wife and I several times. Watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew, grapes, strawberries, pineapple. Ooh, pineapples. Oh, that sounds real good. A big-ass bowl of pineapple.
Yeah, I could do that.
Cold.
I
could do
that. I've just never. By the way, I'm fruit cold.
Oh, yeah. I like my bananas
room temperature.
I think there's everything else. I think there's something wrong with people who just
room like temp
off the table. Bananas, that's different. I don't eat bananas.
There it is. Bananas got to be room temp.
Someone said I salt a lemon. Good, I'm good on that, man.
I salt the lemon too, but I don't sit around and
eat it.
But if I'm going to, yes, I would salt the hell out of it. My son
Nicholas loves him some lemon, just to bang out a lemon.
Kiwi fruit. We put salt on kiwi. I salt my kiwi.
Not a big kiwi guy.
Salt the kiwi, man.
You just salt it all up, man. Hypertension you about to get.
No, I mean, I don't eat it. I don't eat it very often. I can't tell you the last time I've had a kiwi fruit.
Yeah, I'm good.
I need a kiwi.
D'Amico Ryans. You would be interested to hear this. D'Amico Ryans sat down with Kay Adams, and you can hear a little bit of Kay Adams coming up after us. You can hear a little bit of Kay Adams coming after us. I can't read this stuff. That Tyler types in. She'll be on.
Before we get to that boner,
she'll be on Texans All Access, and she'll be joining Vandy and John Harris.
And two dingoes
coming up after we get done. But she sat down with D'Amico Ryans, and he kind of gave a bit of a clue on how he's going to handle his starters coming up on Friday.
Like, I know that if you give me the snaps, it will do well for me and I will go viral. I don't know why we care otherwise. Why do we care? Why are us reporters so obsessed with who's getting what and when?
Football is back, right? Football is back. Everybody's so excited to actually see the starters get out and play. How many snaps they're playing.
No, that's such bullshit. That is such an optimistic way to look at it. You know what it is? I feel bad for y'all because the decisions you have to make, one drive or two or whatever, everyone just wants to know so they can pin it on you if it goes poorly.
Yeah.
That's it. And I hate that for you guys. That said, how many drives will I see C.J. Stroud in against the Steelers?
We'll see. I don't know. Right now, we'll probably see, you know, two drives. It all depends on how well the first drive goes, right? But I'm expecting them to go out and get at least one or two drives. And as far as guys, just to get used to playing again. I know back when I played, it was no question. Like, you were playing first quarter, you were playing a half, you were playing a half and into the third. So it was no question about who's playing, who's not playing.
All right, so one or two series could be two series. And that, as he said, it depends. You said this earlier this week. It depends on how the first one goes. But two series to me, get in, get your feet wet, and then, as we said, talk a little bit over on the sideline, maybe make some minor adjustments, look at what just happened, and then go out again as you would normally do in a game. So I like to hear that one or two series.
I wonder if Kay got hit with the old positive question first.
No, I don't think she gets hit with.
What was the other one? What was the ending of the audio yesterday or 2 days ago?
I forgot. Did he get somebody again? I can't remember. I do remember someone posed a question right off the bat about Nico Autry, and he just bypassed it for the positive one.
Positive question first, and then he answered that one. That was smooth. I like that D'Amico right there, man. All smiles and breaking good bread. He's been a little grumpy as of late. Two of the last three times we've heard him, man.
You felt that?
I mean, it was definitely positive right there.
You felt like he's getting over talking. Talking every
day. Like I said before, look, I think it's a long camp. I think he's one that's got to talk every day. It's part of his job description. He gets paid well to do it. So it's nobody feels sorry for him. But at the end of the day, I do think that we live in a day and age that's different than what it used to be in terms of a coach coming off the field and answering questions about what just happened. You've got a lot of people that are writing these stories that, as it pertains to practice, a lot of times the questions are geared for their story and not what just happened. And that coach is in there literally going day to day, trying to figure out who's going to make the roster, trying to get his team better every day. And all of a sudden there's a question about something that happened three,
Steve
4 days
Sims
ago.
In the return game.
Yeah. I mean, it just like, I do see where guys could get a little bit fed up with kind of the approach of a lot of media.
Bob Lewis was over it yesterday.
Yeah, he wasn't having it either.
Just answer that question. Appreciate it. No, you're fine. You're fine. Just answer that question.
I just answered this one also, but yeah, I just hit that. You're all right. But
that's where hit that came from. Just hit that thing.
Dang it, Bobby.
Just hit that thing. Yeah, man. As I said, man, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. I'm disappointed there will be no Kamari Lassiter, but I'm telling you, I cannot wait to see 31. I hope Damian Pierce gets. I hope he gets more than two series. And I hope he gets use. Like I hope he gets a good 4 to 5 carries in this game. At the very least, because I want to see outside zone. I want to see it all. I want to see him on the field, and I want to see what everybody's been talking about, especially him. See, like, it should be clear adjustments and improvements on what we saw from last year.
Look, I don't know that I've ever been more puzzled with kind of how a season went for a guy than I was last year with Damian Pierce. I've never, and I will not subscribe to he doesn't fit the system. I to be honest with you, to be completely blunt, I think that's some of the silliest stuff we've ever talked about and I've ever heard. That's not the reason for the fall off. And look, we can obviously lean into. There's been clear comments about where his headspace was and some other things outside. Now that it's been a year, there's some things that have come to light, obviously, outside of whether he can or cannot run the outside zone. But it's one of the more fascinating things to see a guy have such a promising first year and then just going into the second year expected to be the bell cow and just falls completely off the map, not because of injury, not because of anything, just literally is not getting any run whatsoever. And now back on the team, still on the team, expected to be the number two running back and a guy that the head coach and the offensive coordinator are both, just stoked about seeing in 2024. The whole thing is fascinating, the way his first 3 years of his career is going to fall.
Yeah. Side note, guys out there, Nelly, he's been arrested for ecstasy pills.
Damn.
He's 50 years old with a pregnant Ashanti who's in her 40s at home, and Nelly got himself arrested for ecstasy pills. When
I
wake
up in the morning, like, I mean, I just don't get it. I've never been a drug guy. Maybe I need to try some of these drugs and see if it's worth the trouble.
I thought it was about time to hang him up. Or Nail. I don't
know. Nail's still hanging on, man.
somebody tweeted out he got a whole, he's 50 and a whole 40-plus-year-old woman pregnant at home, and he's out here banging out these exes. They got the mugshot and everything. Damn, Carnell.
Was he selling them?
I don't know what he was doing.
So for the sake of his marriage, I mean, or is he married to her?
It will not be a good night.
They just recently got back together.
Okay. Headed to the slammer.
And he got it. Good for him.
That's one way to make it work.
They got that thing. All right, Clint, great job today. Tyler, great job. Shout out to Robert Flores, MLB Network, Jonathan Alexander, who joined us from the Chronicle. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. When the day that lies
ahead of me. Oh, look out now.
I love Kikuchi!
You too?
Hey, y'all. I love Kikuchi!
Driving him
Who
crazy.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't love it? Who doesn't love him, brother?
I know I do.
Who doesn't love him?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.